This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We are always live as well on the free Odyssey app, and we're back on YouTube at the Team 980. Thanks to Daniel and Tom, our engineers. Flipped today's some cables, Anthony. Some literal wires got crossed.
Love that, Dan.
Yeah.
Big fix.
Yeah, I mean, truth be told, they're working on stuff because we're working on getting better performance out of these computers in here on the back end. And so the test and the, you know, you gotta be like, plug it into the test computer, plug it back in to this computer, plug, and when they plug it back, it got crossed, but then Daniel uncross it and plug it back, and ta-da! Now we're here.
Hey, that's what they get paid to do, man. Solve problems.
Yeah. Yeah. And hilariously, often the first thing they, you know, as any engineer does when you come to them with a problem, it's like, would you unplug it and plug it back in? And this wasn't exactly that, but they, because I didn't touch it, they plugged it and they unplugged it and plugged it back in just in the other one. And then, yeah. Commenter on YouTube says, now you need better Wi-Fi. It's not Wi-Fi, it's hardwired internet, and we're working on it, which is literally why this problem happened in the first place, because we're working on it. It's been a little glitchy the past. We're trying to fix. We see you. And we're working on it. We're doing our best here at the Team 980. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. 301-230-0980. That's the number to call to get your thoughts in on the Commanders draft on a Vibe Check Tuesday. Anthony, we have empty phone lines at the moment. Ta-da! Blank screen. So, one, that means people can call in and they'll be the first in line. Two, means I get to ask you, how'd you think they did this weekend?
I was surprised that we didn't take an edge, just because this draft, leading up to the draft, all we talked about was how deep this class was at defensive end, and we didn't draft one. So I was more so surprised on that front, but also just looking at, you know, how AP and Lance Newmark, they do business, it just seemed like, you know, they wanted to draft whoever the best player available was. Last year, they took that route. And this year, even in their answers on Saturday and Sunday, they addressed that and said, we took the guy that was highest on our board. And, you know, they're in a position where they don't necessarily need to draft for need. They can draft by best player available. So I'm fine with, you know, their approach. I think, as you just said, they'll have a plan for all the guys they just took. And to be honest, it just seemed like what was consistent amongst all the guys we got, they're like really athletic, they're fast, and they're explosive. So that was like the consistent theme amongst all our draft picks.
No doubt. And I think that you put it really well there when you said, you know, like you were surprised, right? Because I guess I am also surprised, but I'm not disappointed.
Yeah,
I'm not like, oh, what are they doing? We're not going to have... Did you see, by the way, the thing that happened to our guys up in Buffalo with Brandon Bean, where they were talking about you know, them not drafting a receiver right before Bean came on, and then he just like ripped into him as soon as he got on the air?
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
I've been on their show a bunch. I want to see if I can get one of those guys on later in the week. It's on my,
wow,
it's on my to-do list. Remind me for like Thursday. I think Thursday would be ideal. To do that, the Jeremy and Joe show, Joe and Jeremy up on WGR in Buffalo. But I don't think that if Adam Peters was listening to us right now, to be clear, Adam, I don't think you made a mistake. It just kind of surprised the board fell the way it did. And I think it's really important to point that out, too. Like, some of this is how the board fell. And Connerly being there when they did not expect him to, and they would have needed a Mykel Williams, a Shamar Stewart, someone like that to fall. And I'm not surprised, you know, for all the Stewart versus Ezeraku stuff that we did, like, I'm not surprised that Stewart went and Ezeraku didn't in the first round. I'm just not. Because the more I talked to people and the more I thought about what works at the NFL level, it's guys like Shamar Stewart. Now, there's a long list of guys that don't work out in terms of, you know, the Tyree Wilsons and guys like that who are way overdrafted as physical freak types on the edge. But there's an equally long list of guys that have a ton of production at the college level that are lacking in traits and don't wind up being productive guys in the pros. So it works both ways. And I think the way the board fell with those five edges coming off between 121 and 127, or four edges coming off between 121 and 127, certainly could have affected it. And that was kind of the end of the edges. After that, there wasn't a ton more guys. Fadil Diggs from Syracuse is someone that some guys liked. He went off the board in the seventh. They could have gotten him, but they chose to go to the running back direction. And that's the other thing, too. I think when you look at the positions, like running back, I think everyone wanted them to take one of those. Corner, everyone wanted to take one of those. Receiver, everyone wanted them to take one of those. Corner and offensive tackle, what are you going to do? Sub out the offensive tackle? I guess. Tackle for edge, and I think everyone's, you know, less surprised, but they took the guy they thought was better. And at the end of the day, considering what their definition of better has looked like so far, Anthony, considering they made the NFC Championship game last year, kind of hard to argue with.
I'm not even going to lie. I was on the phone. So
I literally all you missed was what I just told you when you were off the phone, because I was looking right at you.
Oh.
They made the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, so it's hard to argue that they don't know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. Nah, I would agree.
All right, that's all we needed out of you. All right, back to the phones, 301-230-0980. Let's go to Daryl. Daryl, thanks for calling. You're on the Hoffman Show.
Hi, I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Oh, thanks, Daryl. Appreciate that. Welcome to the show.
All right, yeah. They remind me of when Bobby Bedford was there. They never picked big-time players. He always picked players that seemed like they were more hungrier from smaller schools. And as I was saying, I think like Brian Robinson, the running back we pick, he runs just as hard as Brian Robinson, but he's a little shiftier. So just in case this year he doesn't work out, we got somebody in place. And when you look at the cornerback, if one of our cornerbacks don't work out this year, that guy looks like he can play. If the linebacker retires this year, then not the linebacker, the receiver we got, if Debo acts crazy with a big contract, you need a big contract, this guy probably could step in for Debo. I mean, I just think they picked players that they were ready to, if we lose certain players, we can put these players in place. And I think every last one of them players will be able to contribute this year. I do believe that.
Yeah, Daryl, I appreciate the call, man. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for listening to the show for a long time before you did. I think we get a little out over our skis sometimes by assuming that every draft pick is going to work out. But to Daryl's point, if these guys work out, Trey Amos is the long-term either replacement for Lattimore or a guy who can play outside of Mikey Sanders still, and then some other corner of the future once Lattimore retires, but with Lattimore for whatever number of years. And I'll say this too in response to both of those calls. The corner cliff is steep. And when guys are cooked, they sometimes are just like, it's Instapot, bro. It's microwave. Like they go from prime to done like that. And hopefully that is not the case with Lattimore because he had good days last year, but that hamstring just never was quite right. And hopefully he can get back to what he was even 2 years ago. Nevertheless, you're never probably getting the prime Marshawn Lattimore, like 2019 Marshawn Lattimore again. But can you get 2022 Marshawn Lattimore? That seems far more on the table. But Amos, certainly a guy that they want in the long term. All their running backs are on one-year deals. And so, yeah, Kroski Merritt is a guy that is a really intriguing runner. Like, watching him run is fun. He's unorthodox in his style. And in a lot of ways, like Jalen Lane, the receiver, he runs more like a running back than Kroski Merritt does. And Kroski Merritt kind of runs like a wide receiver. Like, Anthony, if you think of how a running back runs, you think of like big, stout, wide, like wide base. They're chopping people down. They're low to the ground. They're trying to bowl people over. And you think of like some of these wide receivers that look like they're like salsa dancing while they run.
Uh-huh.
Kroski Merritt runs like that. It's crazy the balance he has.
It gives like Darren McFadden almost like short, quick, choppy steps kind of thing where he's explosive to me anyway.
He's so, like, his acceleration rating on Madden is going to be very high. I don't know. His speed rating, not as high. And actually, here, hold on.
4.45, Craig?
I mean, that's good for like a 92. It's not like he's a 99 speed guy.
Nah, not at all.
Where's his measurables? Yeah, 4.45, 2.59, 20. But he had a 1.50 10-yard split.
Oh, yeah.
Which means you get from nowhere to somewhere quick. His three, like, it's kind of funny. His three cone was, or his short shuttle was only 4.44, which, like, isn't that elite. Like, you got guys that run the 4.1s for short shuttle. But his vertical was 41.5 inches.
God dang.
And his broad jump is 10.4. So, like, really, I actually wonder if he slipped on the short shuttle, because that time doesn't make any sense with any of the other stuff that he does. Unless he's got bad footwork, and, you know, that's probably not ideal for a running back, but also watch his feet on tape, and you'll be like, that guy's got great feet. So I don't know if he can pass protect at all. I don't know. Like, his vision isn't elite, but he just, like, squeezes holes and finds ways, and he doesn't bounce off guys. Like, some dudes are just bowling balls, and guys bounce off him. He absorbs contact and just kind of seems to shed it off. It's like, you know, water off his body. It's wild to watch him run. It is. Again, he's playing at Alabama State, and then he's playing at New Mexico, and he's got one game at Arizona. So it's not like he's playing the world's best defenses here. Going to be different when NFL dudes hit you. But he could definitely, he's a part of this team probably moving forward. And it wouldn't surprise me if he can catch a kickoff, if he's their kick returner as well, with Lane being the punt returner. And then maybe he's the other guy back there if they don't want to put Austin Ekeler back there again. So I'm excited to see what they can do with this group for sure. And again, I think they have a plan for him. I think that they know what they want to get out of him. And, you know, to say like, oh, Jalen Lane will be able to replace Debo. Debo is one of the best weapon pieces that this league has ever seen. Like, he's so unique. But if you're looking at just this version of Debo, can he be something similar? Yes. If you think that, like, oh, Jalen Lane will be what Debo was in San Francisco, no. But in 2 years, who's the better player, Jalen Lane or Debo Samuel? I would not be surprised at all if it's Jalen Lane. I hope for Debo's sake that it's Debo. I hope that he's got more left in the tank. But his physical style, the way that he's played, there's always a chance, and you got to prepare for those types of things. And we know that clearly, based off the Debo trade and this draft pick, Jalen Lane's and that kind of piece is one that they want in their offense. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 is the phone number where you call us and give us your take on the Commanders draft on a Vibe Check Tuesday here on the Hoffman Show.